This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock. Well, yesterday, I'm at Channel 5, and I'm going through some stories, and all of a sudden I stumbled across this, and I thought, wow, this is great news. The University of Missouri announced that they are building a statue of Norm Stewart that they are going to put outside Mizzou Sports Arena. And joining us now is Norm Stewart. Coach, great to be with you. How are you?
I'm fine, Frankie. How are you?
Real good. Well, how did you hear the news, and give me your reaction when you heard it?
Well, you're challenging a 82-year-old man's thought process.
When did you find out?
Well, you know, Gary Link, of course, was an outstanding player for me. And I think that he has been one of the leaders in this. And he called me a few weeks ago, and gave me the information as to what they were planning on doing.
Well,
that's how I heard about it. And the latest part of it is, I got to be quite honest with you, Frank. I'm obviously gratified, pleased. Our families thinks it's wonderful. But right now, the crisis in our family is my wife had to have surgery, and we're going through that, and that hasn't been pleasant, and so we're concentrating on that. But I'm glad to talk to you. When they said that you were the one that wanted to interview, I was happy to do it, because you've been special. You've been there a long time, and you're a great player yourself, and now you do a great job, and it's great for me to be able to talk to you.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't know about your wife. I mean, we'll all be praying for her. Can you tell us anything? Is she doing okay and fighting the battle?
Well, shoulders replacement. And anytime, you know, people, you get a certain age and you start having the replacements, the knee is one that they've gotten down pretty good. The hip is, of all of them, none of them are pleasant, but the shoulder is the one I think that offers the most difficult situation. But anyway, that's what we have, and she had a fall, and the result is the shoulder replacement. So we're going through that, and thank you for your thoughts, and we're going to get through that.
Well, you know, we just passed Mother's Day, and anybody that knows Norm Stewart well knows that the love of his life has always been Virginia Stewart, who's just been by your side for probably 60 years now. Give me an idea what she's meant to you.
Well, they should put the statue of her instead of me. Great gal. We met here at school, and you hit it right on the nose. We've been married 60 years, been together 62, and somebody asked me the other day, said, what's the secret of that? And both of us looked at one another, and we said, keep fighting. But it's been a wonderful 60 years, and we've had just a great time together, and still do, and still planning on a lot more.
We're talking with Norm Stewart, who was inducted into the College Basketball Hall of Fame in 2007 and won 731 games in his career. I got to ask you, there's a lot of excitement. In fact, it's the most excitement for a Missouri basketball program since some of your great teams right now with what Konzo has done. What are your impressions of Konzo Martin in the early stages of his career at Mizzou?
Well, you know, Kim Anderson came in here and took on the chore of cleaning up the place, and he got that done. And I'll cover that first. The sad thing about that is this will not go on his resume. What's going to go on his resume is the fact that he didn't win very many ball games in the 3 years that he was here. What should go on there is that he's made it possible, and I kind of think of something like this. The assistant coach, we made it possible for the assistant coach, I say we, the older group, the group before me made it possible to have a better job, and I've helped make it possible for the other guys to have a better job. Quanzo is coming in, and I tell everybody he's got to be somewhat okay or sane, but he's probably got a dent in his head, too, because he played for Katie. You know, he played for Gene up at Purdue. He's been at three places. He's been at Missouri State 3 years, and he went to Tennessee for 3 years, and he was at California 3 years. And so he's been successful. He's come in, and, of course, gangbuster year on recruiting. And so everybody's excited about that, and which is good. But I will say the groundwork was set by Kim Anderson. And as I said, that's not going to be on his resume, but that's the guy that did it for Quanzo. And I think Quanzo now has got an opportunity with the recruiting and so on to have some great years.
You know, he mentioned you at that initial press conference that you were one of the people he admired most in college coaching, and he said that you actually recruited him. Do you remember him at Lincoln High School?
Well, I do and I don't. He was in here on a recruiting visit, and I don't guess we had as much money as Katie at Purdue, so not really. Gene Cady used to coach at Hutch Junior College, and he used to come through here on his way to play Moberly. And I would take his team, and I didn't pay for it, but because we didn't have any money, and still don't. But anyway, we would take his team out to eat, and so I told Cady one time, I said, listen, you got better players at Hutch Junior College than I do at the University of Missouri. And I'm letting you eat here. I'm letting you practice here. Surely you can think about dropping one of those guys off. But Katie's a great guy. Quanzo, again, had the good fortune of being around him. And so I think that there'll be some good runoff. And then Quanzo's proven himself on his own. So it should be a good match.
Hey, Coach, tell the story about how you didn't want to spend a single penny in the state of Kansas when Missouri would go there.
Well, like a lot of stories, I got to tell you this. Last night I watched Bob Gibson and Tim McCarver, and boy, it makes a guy feel good because that's the way it was, and there's still a lot of good things going on like that, but what a treat that was. But okay, now see,
on
you
Kansas.
Got me again.
No, on Kansas.
Okay, Kansas. All right. There was a lieutenant governor named Bill Morris, and Bill and I became friends because of his position, my position, and we were visiting one time about people spending money outside the state from the government. In other words, they'd put it on bid, and somebody outside of Missouri would get the bid. He said, if you're close, my contention is that bid should stay in Missouri. And I kind of remembered that. It made sense to me. And so I'm over in Kansas, and we won the game, and I did not stay in Lawrence. I stayed in Kansas City, and one of the writers had noticed that, and he said, Coach, you didn't stay in Lawrence last night. Why didn't you stay here? And so the whole thing came to me that Morris was talking about spending money outside the state, and that just came out. And I said, well, I don't spend any money. I wouldn't spend a dime in Kansas. And so that stuck with it. The great thing for me, Frankie, was this. is that anytime I got in trouble in a conversation about Kansas, I'd say, well, you know, I'm not going to spend any money over here, so ask me something else, you know? And so I could divert you guys for a little while.
Hey, what do you think of Bill Self not wanting to play Missouri in basketball anymore?
Well, first of all, Bill Self was a heck of a player. And is a tremendous coach, one of the best in the country, one of the great coaches at Kansas. Good friend. He's in a situation that's a great rivalry, and I'm dancing a line here because I put myself in Bill Self's position, and I do the same thing he's doing because Kansas wasn't the one that caused Missouri to leave. They left of their own volition. And so Missouri, to me, is the one that has to entertain the other side into playing. To me, there's a little bit more onus on Missouri than there is on Kansas to play. And I would think that at some point in time that Bill, Coach Self, will probably come to that meeting, or they'll all come to that meeting. And quite honestly, everything today seems to be financial. And the financial reward for that being played would be tremendous. So I think you probably will see that game being played at some point in time.
You know, the other
they'll play it at Allen, what we call Allen Fieldhouse East. That's in Kansas City.
Well played. The other day, Phil Bradley got an honor here in the St. Louis area, and we put together just like a Mount Rushmore of Mizzou sports, and Bradley would definitely be on it. And what you did, winning the games, people don't realize what a great baseball player you were. You averaged 24 one year in basketball. You would be on it. Maybe Brad Smith. And the guy that I insisted that be on it would be Steve Stepanovich. And I know you coached some great players, but in terms of most important players in the history of your career, you know, we got to remember the 2 years before he got there, Mizzou had kind of off seasons, even though you had success before, but you were 14, 16, 13, 15. And then Steve arrives, Sunvold comes with him, and you win 100, four straight Big Eight titles, and you're set for years and years. Is he the most important player you ever coached in your program?
Yeah, let's get that covered. Yes, the answer to that question. But what you do is go back to what I said about Kim Anderson setting the table for Quanzo. David Pike's at the table. He was a little player, and he's gone now. Bless him. He's gone, but he was a junior college player that from Crowder, and I recruited him. John Brown was the first outstanding kind of national recruit that came here. Kim Anderson came right after him. Willie Smith was in that group. Jimmy Kennedy, those guys were prominent players and won championships in their time and went deep in the NC2A. They set the table so that I could recruit Steve Stepanovich. And, of course, we didn't have any competition for Stepo. His top five schools were Kentucky, North Carolina, UCLA, and Notre Dame. And Missouri, and I will tell you, I relay a telephone call I had. Dean Smith called me and said, Norm, are you going to get Stepo? And, or Stepanovich, of course, he went Stepo, Stepanovich. I said, well, we've gotten every major player to this point in the state of Missouri. And I said, I'm assuming I'm going to do that. And he said, well, that's what I think. And so he said, I'm going to help you because I don't want to play against him.
Huh. That's very nice of him.
Yeah. And so anyway, but Stepo, you know, if we had a recruiting book on Stepo, and we followed it religiously for 2 or 3 years. But a great individual, never took advantage of being the best player, the biggest player, the most outstanding player. not only at Missouri, but in the league. Never took advantage of that. I mean, he was one of the guys, if you were going to run, he ran. You know, he'd run a little more than what everybody else, or he'd run, try to run faster or whatever. Never was selfish. You know, he could have scored another 500 points probably, or maybe more. But we didn't play that way. We went to him a lot, but great guy. And, yeah, he was the guy to me that was the cap of all the others, even the Anthony Peelers, the Doug Smiths. Stipo was the cap.
Coach, an honor to have you on the program. Congratulations on the statue. We wish you luck with your lovely wife, Virginia. We'll talk soon. Thanks so much for your time.
All right, Frank. Nice to talk to you.
All right. The great Norm Stewart joining us on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. That was quite a recruitment there when you think of who was involved. And, you know, Coach Grauer had this thing, is that he would allow those teams to come one day a week. So on Wednesdays, we would look up in the stands while we were doing defensive drills and shooting layups. There would be Digger Phelps. There would be Joby Hall. Sometimes Dean Smith. I don't know if UCLA came that much to our practices, but those like schools were there all the time. And never did you see 6-foot white boys diving on the floor and playing their guts out harder on a Wednesday afternoon from 3 to 5 than on Wednesdays at DeSmet.
There's Frank trying to cross over, guys, trying to get the attention of one of the coaches.
Look at me. Look at me. Oh, gosh. All right. We'll take a short timeout. We're going to talk with Michael Porter Sr. That was the past of Missouri basketball. Pretty soon we're going to talk about the future. I think he's a terrific guy, too. To raise those kids, and you talk about quality kids and not getting the big head, they're outstanding. But before we go to break, I do want to tell you about Winning Streak. It's the Chris Brown Company, former Billiken great, developed a sports apparel company that's become a huge success. So if you're if your office or if your team needs uniforms, well, why don't you deal with somebody that will come to you? They'll fit you with the finest apparel possible, and then after that, they'll take it to Dupo, where their plant is, 25,000 square feet, and they will make the uniforms, and they'll make them great. The phone number is 888-570-6194, 888-570-6194, Winning Streak. We'll be right back after this.